Christmas in my heart. What's up, TikTok fam? It's your girl, Sade Savage. It has been 162 days since I moved to Ghana and settled into my soft girl season. Your girl is hydrated and melanated. I've stopped overworking myself and existing from a place of deficit all the time. And ladies, after releasing all that masculine energy, I met the man of my dreams, Ayo. Say what's up to the people, babe.
Hey, boss lady, what you doing?
Natalie, now what did I tell you about calling me boss lady? It's Mackenzie or Mac. You know this.
What? I think it's cute.
Girl, get in here and close the door.
What were you watching on your phone that had your face turned up like that?
My face wasn't turned up. I was just watching a video of Sade Savage bragging about how since she settled into her soft season, she met the man of her dreams.
Don't sound like such a hater, Mac. Just last week you were saying you wish you could channel your inner soft girl, remember?
Whatever. I was overworked and operating on 3 hours of sleep. Anything I say when I'm sleep deprived cannot be trusted.
If you say so. But I know deep down you secretly wish you weren't the go hard or go home type all the time.
Please, it's not even a secret. I really do wish I could be soft and chill sometimes, but that's just never been me. At least it hasn't been me for a long time.
Well, it's never too late to try.
Try what? Changing who I am that got me to a six-figure salary and on the partner track at one of the largest black VC firms in the world?
No, nobody's saying change who you are. Just try not to beat men at their own game so hard the way you do.
Why is it that I never heard a man be told to chill when trying to be the best all the time? Oh, Anisu, good morning.
Mackenzie, how are things?
Mackenzie, I'll have those numbers for you right away. Bye.
Things are good. Just trying to finalize some key items before the holiday shutdown. Are you doing anything special during the month we have off?
Yes. Maxim is taking me to Greece for the holiday.
That sounds lovely.
Look, Mackenzie, you have done great work this year, and you have certainly earned this month off. But wouldn't it be magnificent if we were to welcome the new year with Bikescoin as a new client?
It would be magnificent, of course.
Mackenzie, when I handpicked you out of grad school to come work here, this type of deal is exactly what I thought you were capable of. It would all but guarantee your partnership here.
Wow, Anisu, thank you. I can assure you that I'm working my tail off to prove you right about me.
Let me put it this way. A lot of eyes will be on this deal, Mackenzie. Not just here at Closer Ventures, but around the world.
Wow, no pressure.
Oh yes. That is precisely what I'm meaning to apply here, Mackenzie. Pressure. All the pressure. Don't let me down. Yes?
So? Was Anisu just in here talking about making you partner?
Girl, close the door.
Well, what did she say?
Just that even though the company shuts down for the month of December, I better be working to get Bixcoin as a client.
Ew, really?
Yeah. She basically said that my partnership is riding on this deal alone, as if I haven't brought in billions of dollars worth of deals for this firm already.
Okay, so I have gossip, and I think it's why Anisu is coming at you like this. So you know how us assistants talk about y'all behind y'all backs, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
This morning while I was on my coffee run with Parker Stevenson's assistant, she let it slip that he's flying to Aspen in 2 weeks. The Bixcoin bros are throwing a party there and I think Parker landed a meeting with them.
Wait, what? My Bixcoin? How does he even know who they are? Adnan Bakir made it a point to remain anonymous this entire time. The only reason he revealed himself to me was because I discovered his identity on an old school message board.
I know. That's why it struck me as odd that Parker would be so careless with this information.
That little jerk must have snuck into my files.
He had to. Your dealings with them was not public anywhere.
But why wouldn't Anisu just come out and tell me that?
Because she doesn't want to blow up the deal. It doesn't matter who brings in Bixcoins because either way, it's still a good look for our company.
Shady, But true.
Honestly, I think she knows you have been working your butt off to land this, and she's just trying to light a fire under you so you can be Parker to the punch.
Come in.
Hey, Mac? How's it going?
Parker, speak of the devil.
All good things, I hope.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
But of course.
Any big plans for the month off, Parker?
Oh, yeah. I'm headed up to Aspen with the bros. You know Craig, Michelle Obama's brother. He went to Harvard with my dad, and he's allowing us to use his place out there to hang.
It's amazing how you managed to squeeze the most random name drops in every conversation, Parker.
What? I'm just stating fact.
Fact? First of all, judging by those fake Ferragamo shoes you're wearing, you wouldn't know fact if it kicked you in the head. Second of all, Parker, Michelle Obama's brother didn't go to Harvard. He went to Princeton with my Uncle Carl. Or did you not notice that picture of Craig and my uncle on my bookshelf when you were snooping through my files?
Mac, I don't know what you're insinuating, but...
It doesn't matter, Parker. Just know that I see you. It's a shame you don't love yourself as much as you pretend to, you insecure little
Mac! If you would excuse us, Parker, Miss Keaton was about to go into a very important meeting. Be sure to close the door on your way out, okay?
And my Ferragamos aren't fake.
Now see, that's what I'm talking about. You were about to tear that man a new one.
And he deserved it. What's wrong with that?
Mac, for as long as I've known you, I have always admired you. You are a fierce and incomparable woman. The baddest in the game.
I'm struggling to see where there's a problem.
And as long as I have known you, you have always had to make it known that you're the fiercest woman in the room.
Yes, but that's because I work with a bunch of hedge fund bros who only have a seat at the table because their daddies bought it for them. I have actually had to earn my seat. Sometimes you have to let them know who they're dealing with.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. Anesu Maposa, one of the richest women in the world, just walked out of your office and left you speechless. She didn't have to raise her voice or stand on a desk and beat her chest to make her strength known. It's just who she is. She embodies it.
And what? I don't?
Mac, I'm your assistant and I need my job, so trust that I am saying this in love. No, you don't always embody strength. Sometimes you carry yourself as if you got something to prove.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm just saying, every man that you have dated recently has said the same thing, that either you don't know how to let them be the man, or that you always have to prove that you're a bigger man than them.
Not every man.
Mm-hmm. Bryce?
No. Bryce was insecure and couldn't take that I worked around a bunch of rich men.
And you told him that with dating you. He knew the job was dangerous before he applied.
Okay, and? If you're concerned about losing me to the men in my world, either don't date me or do what it takes to keep me.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Tori.
What about Tori?
Mac. He told you he wanted to start a business, and before he had the name of the company out his mouth good, you went and filed an LLC for that man and built a whole website for him.
I still don't get what the problem was. He was always complaining that I worked too hard and never supported him. That was me supporting him.
What you did was not support, Mac. You were mothering him.
Okay, you may have a point.
A real man is gonna want your support as you watch him build. Anything else, he'll end up resenting you for later.
Are you gathering me right now, Natalie?
I would never. But remind me, what kind of man did you say you wanted?
Morris Chestnut body with Hill Harper's brain.
Exactly. And a man like that doesn't need his woman to always prove that she could take the bull by the horns with him. He knows it because he is the bull and he is well in control of his horns.
Okay, Ayanna, go ahead and fix my life then. Okay, but can we revisit my soft season after I crush Parker Stevenson?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, good. Now, how am I gonna crush Parker Stevenson?
That's what you have me as a bomb assistant for. I called Adnan's assistant and found out that he's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina next week.
Really? What for?
Well, have you heard of the annual Billionaires Ball?
Of course. Founded by the Black billionaire Damian Whitney. Every year, the Billionaires Ball raises millions of dollars for college scholarships and venture capital for minorities in tech.
Yep, that's the one. So Adnan and his brother will be honored with an award at the ball. They originally told the organizers they wouldn't be able to attend, but I found out that they actually will be there.
Oh, Nat, this is brilliant. How did you get this info?
Oh, well, you promised Adnan's assistant tickets to Hamilton on Broadway next month.
Worth it.
Exactly. So you're going to North Carolina tomorrow to see if you can scope out where Adnan will be staying. I will be here working to secure you tickets to the ball.
Tickets? Why plural? Why not just one ticket?
Because it is a black tie event and everyone has to bring a date.
Natalie, how am I going to find a date in 6 days?
Girl, you are Mackenzie mother effing Keaton. You are black. You are beautiful. And you are capable. Finding a date is the least of your worries, okay?
Oh, girl, you are the best.
Exactly. But I also created a dating profile for you on Cash Eddie Lee and set you up on a few dates already.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you are capable, but when it comes to men, you either move too slow or scare them off. This way, you'll be killing two birds with one stone.
What birds are we killing exactly?
You'll be able to put your inner soft girl into practice by letting a man treat you for a change, and you'll be auditioning the perfect date for the ball. Just call me your fairy godmother.
Girl, you are so dope.
I know. Now go home and pack, and I will email you the itinerary. I even set you up at one of the executive estates that the firm uses.
Did Anisu approve that?
We'll talk about that later, okay? Bye!
Natalie!
Falling, or the windows in the rain is pouring. It will always be Christmas in my heart. But this year I wanna hang out with my friends and family, making angels in the sand you led me. Doesn't matter, it is Christmas in my heart.
A Soft Girl Season's Greetings has been inspired by Cassie's Cure, founder of the Soft Girl Season movement. Get your official Soft Girl Season apparel and other self-care merchandise by visiting cassiescure.com. That's cassiescure.com. Be sure to use the coupon code AskTheMartins for a special discount. The link and coupon code is in the podcast description.
Excuse me, miss. I believe I'm sitting next to you here.
Oh, yes. Let me get up.
I appreciate it.
So, you're the one who took my coveted window seat.
Guilty as charged. It's one of the few simple pleasures I require for myself.
You must lead a very busy and boring life if a first-class window seat is only one of the few simple pleasures you require.
Well, I said require. That doesn't mean I don't allow other pleasures every once in a while.
Good evening. Can I get you something to drink, Mr. Lyle?
I'll have a bourbon. Neat, please.
And for you, Mrs. Lyle?
It's Keaton, actually. And I'll have a glass of Chardonnay. Diana, is it?
My apologies, Miss Keaton. Coming right up.
Hilarious.
Well, in her defense, we are the only two black people in first class. And we also happen to be sitting next to each other, so...
Yeah, but all she had to do was look at the manifest to see our names. I fly first class all the time, and knowing your guests' names is standard. So I'm sorry, but there is no defense for negligence.
Ouch. Touché.
I'm sorry. I'm still in my hard-nosed work mode, and I need to relax.
Rough day?
You could say that. I was supposed to be taking the next 30 days off to enter my soft season, but instead, I'm having to travel to Charlotte to try and close a business deal.
Soft season?
Oh, you haven't heard? It's all the rage these days. It's basically a call to action for women who are notoriously the dominant and fierce types. A call for us to embrace a more relaxed and balanced approach to femininity.
I don't get it.
It's like, take me for instance. I work in venture capital funding, where I find early stage startups, evaluate their potential, and then craft deals to fund their businesses in a way that gets my firm the best return on their investment.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a male-dominated space. By the time I evaluate a startup, multiple venture capital firms are swimming around like sharks to get a piece of that business. And on any given day, night or weekend, you will find me going toe-to-toe with these men until I get my way. I don't lose.
And that makes you what? Hard?
It makes me unlike the type of women most men want.
Not the average man, at least.
I fly first class. I own my own home. I speak my mind. And I don't hide pieces of myself to make people comfortable. So I married my job because most men can't handle me.
Mm-mm. Sweetheart, dogs are supposed to be handled. Women are supposed to be cherished and championed.
Preach.
So this 30-day soft season, what are you supposed to do with that?
I don't know. My assistant says I need to learn to relax more, stop trying to control everything, and not treat everything in my life like a deal to be made. And apparently, I need to learn how to better balance the masculine and feminine parts of me so a man actually wants to pursue me.
And you believe being soft makes a man want to pursue you?
I mean, I suppose. It can't hurt.
Well, if that balance you are looking for is being dictated by people who want to change you, it's gonna hurt.
Touche. I guess I was sort of looking forward to defining what that balance means for me over this next month, but now I've got to work through my vacation and crush my competition.
Well, with any luck, maybe you could do a little of both. Slay some dragons, and then unleash your inner soft girl.
Well, I hope you're right.
Here are your drinks. Bourbon for you, sir, and Chardonnay for you, Miss Keaton.
Thank you so much, Diana. See? Soft.
Let's make a toast to slaying dragons and soft seasons.
Cheers.
I'm Cersei, by the way.
Mackenzie. My friends call me Mac.
Nice to meet you, Mackenzie. Will you be meeting anyone else from work in Charlotte?
Not sure yet. It depends on how much headway I make with my investigative efforts.
That sounds ominous.
Time will tell. What about you? You headed to Charlotte for business or pleasure?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Okay. So, what other simple pleasures do you allow for yourself?
I'm sorry?
Earlier, you said window seats were one of the few simple pleasures you require for yourself, but it didn't mean you didn't have others that you allowed.
Right.
So, what are some that you allow?
Well, a good bourbon, a weekend unplugged, a long day with family, and a cozy night with a soft woman.
So all of these pleasures you may allow, but don't necessarily require.
Yes, Mackenzie.
So you're not married?
I'm not.
Interesting.
It's not the worst thing people have called me.
Oh yeah? What's the worst?
The worst I've been called would be too cold.
Why would people say that about you?
Because I'm not easily deterred by pleasures, or at least what most people consider pleasure. And I've come to learn that people have a hard time accepting you when they cannot control or mold you according to or for their pleasures.
Wow, I definitely get that.
Do you?
Oh, you have no idea. How long are you going to be in Charlotte?
Through the new year, most likely.
Well, I don't know. If you're open to allowing yourself the pleasures of a cozy evening with a soft woman, then maybe...
Mackenzie, I'm flattered, but I don't think that's going to be possible.
Okay.
Mackenzie, please.
No, it was silly of me to ask. I don't even know what I was thinking.
I didn't mean it like that. I just...
Don't have any time for any simple pleasures? I get it. I hope you enjoy your time in Charlotte.
You too, Mackenzie.
Underwear is a staple in everyone's closet. And Lord knows we spend a lot of money on them. But they're not always convenient when you're on the go. That's why there's O's Disposable Underwear. O's are seamless, disposable underwear made of eco-friendly and biodegradable bamboo that is perfect for travel, camping, spas, hotels, your periods, or even those unexpected overnight trips. And for every box of O's Disposable Underwear that we sell, a box is donated to a local women's shelter. Listeners of this podcast will receive a special discount with the coupon code UNMASK20. Stuff your stockings or your overnight bags this holiday season with O's. Visit myohs.com today. That's myohs.com. Be sure to use coupon code UNMASK20 for a special discount. The link and coupon code is in the podcast description.
Good evening. How may I help you?
Hi. My name is Mackenzie Keaton from Coastal Ventures, and I believe you were expecting me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Welcome to Fairview Manor. I am your house manager, Mary Quinn. Come in, and let me take your things.
Thank you. The grounds are absolutely breathtaking.
Yes, ma'am. The developer manages all four of the estates on this cul-de-sac, and each one has its own personality.
I can only imagine.
For your convenience, here is the house mobile phone. It dials out, of course, but the staff is on speed dial. Dial 1 for me, 2 for security, and 3 for the kitchen. The kitchen has been fully stocked, and the chef is available to you until midnight every night.
Wow.
The pool remains heated year-round, and the pool house is fully stocked with anything you may need for swimming during your stay. Laundry is done on Sundays and Wednesdays, so anything you need cleaned, leave it outside your door by 9 a.m., and housekeeping will return it by noon.
Oh my goodness, all of this is extremely luxurious.
This is Fairview, ma'am.
Well, I can already tell that I'm going to love it here.
I'm sure you will. Have you visited any of the other Fairview properties before?
No, I haven't had the opportunity until now. Is anyone else staying here at the residence?
No, ma'am. It is just you here for the entire week.
I love it.
Why don't you go ahead and get acquainted with the rest of the house, and I will take your things to your room. Would you mind if I unpacked for you?
Oh no, you don't have to unpack for me. I can do it.
Are you sure? It is customary for us to do this. It's really no trouble at all.
Actually, that would be wonderful to have you do that for me. Thank you so much, Mary Queen.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, Nat. I made it.
Yay. Is the house everything I said it would be?
Girl, better. You would not believe the grounds, the pool, the kitchen. And I have a chef at my disposal until midnight every night.
Go ahead and live a high life then. Now do me proud and act like you belong there, okay?
Oh, you know it. I could get used to this.
Well, amen to that. How was the flight?
It was okay. I sat next to the only other brother in first class, and at first, I thought he was feeling me, but then he sort of went cold.
Really? What do you mean?
Well, we were talking and vibing, and I thought he was flirting with me, but I may have asked him out on a date, and then he shut me all the way down.
See? Here you go, rushing into stuff and scaring dudes off.
Hush, Nat. I needed a date for this billionaire's ball, and I thought this would save me from having to go on all these ridiculous dates you set up for me.
Well, since that plan backfired, I guess you will have to go on those dates after all. Matter of fact, the first one is tomorrow with Sean.
Okay.
Girl, check his profile. He is fine.
Okay, I will.
But Malik and I are about to go to dinner, so I'll check in with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks, Nat.
Bye.
Ma'am, have you eaten dinner yet?
No, but I can't have anything too heavy. Would you mind requesting fries and a wedge salad from the kitchen?
Of course, ma'am. Would you like me to bring it to your room?
Yes, please.
Wonderful. Your suite is at the top of the stairs and through the double doors.
Great. Thank you so much.
Goodness, it's 10 a.m. Of course Natalie has called me 10 times already this morning.
Good morning, Nat. Sorry I missed your calls. But I just woke up and I'm going to have coffee and breakfast on this luxurious terrace with a seating area and fire pit right in the middle of the pool. I'll call you later. Bye. Good morning, Mary Queen. Whatever the chef cooked smells absolutely divine.
Oh! Mackenzie?
Circe?
What are you doing in here?
What are you doing here? Did you follow me here, you psycho?
No, this must be some sort of mistake. Are you here with the Nessu Mabosa?
No. I mean, yes, sort of. I work with her.
You work with Vanessa? Because we've only ever had partners stay here at Fairview.
Yes. You still haven't told me what you're doing here or how you even got in.
I'm responsible for the properties here. Mary Queen got called away to Nigeria in the middle of the night. So I came to look after things until a replacement could be arranged.
Oh my God. Is Mary Queen okay?
No, actually. Her mother is gravely ill, so I'm afraid she won't be back for a while.
Oh no, please send her my regards.
Of course. Mac?
What?
I'm not sure you mean to have on, but...
What? Spit it out!
I know that's a big t-shirt, but Mackenzie, I can see your underwear.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh God.
Yes. Circe Lyle for Inesu, please. Can you patch me through to her voicemail so I can leave a message? Ness, this is Circe Lyle. Please give me a call at your earliest convenience.
She's on a flight to Greece.
So I heard.
Ness, huh? You know my boss well.
Something like that.
I'm sorry about earlier.
Nah, don't even worry about it. You weren't expecting anyone to be here. I'm sorry for startling you. I left a message on the house mobile letting you know that I was here, but I guess you didn't check it.
Yeah, I didn't see it until just now.
Well, the chef made an array of choices for you for breakfast. Make sure to have your dinner order in by 2 p.m. or he'll just make what's on the daily menu.
Oh, right. But dinner won't be necessary. I actually have a date tonight.
So in the last 12 hours, you managed to find a date?
Yep. Welcome to the modern world, where a simple swipe of a finger gets you access to just about anything you want.
Apparently so.
And today, my fingers swiped on Sean,
A tall, dark, and gorgeous engineer that's buying me the best steak dinner that this town has to offer.
Well, since you're not from around here, be sure to share your location settings with security. They won't invade your privacy or anything, but they'll monitor your location and ring you if you get too far away from the grounds, just to make sure you're safe.
Wow, that's a nice benefit. Intense, but nice.
Comfort, safety, and security are top priorities at Fairview.
Good to know. And where do I find security? I didn't see anyone when I came in last night.
Out front. It's the building to the right. Genevieve is our head of security and her backup is Milo.
Genevieve? She's the head?
Yeah. Try not to sound so sexist about it, huh?
I'm sorry. It's just a bit unexpected.
Genevieve is an ex-Mossad, an expert marksman, and has a literal license to kill on 3 continents. Trust me, you want her at the helm.
Well, all right then. I'm gonna go get some coffee and try to wake up a bit more.
No problem. I'll be in the study hunting down a replacement for Mary Queen, just in case you need me.
Gosh, every time you speak, you're mentioning a new part of the house I wasn't aware of. Where's the study?
Head out the back doors, towards the pool, and then turn left. It's the 2 glass doors just before you get out to the pool house.
Got it. Well, see you later.
Are you a business owner experiencing stagnated growth, high turnover, or lack the bandwidth to hire candidates that are going to progress your company's mission? If you're ready to lead the next generation of female leaders and stand out as a progressive company, HBGM & Co. invites you for a seat at their table. At HBGM & Co., we help you find the right talent for your stage of business, wherever that may be. We're an executive search and placement firm with services that meet companies at every level of growth, from solopreneurs to CEOs of a rapidly growing business. HBGM & Co. can help you put the right people in place to move your business forward, and we work with you to engage and retain them. If you're ready for impactful growth that will take your business or startup to the next level, visit hbgmco.com today. That's hbgmco.com. The link is also in the podcast description.
Hey, Natalie.
Almost ready for your date tonight?
As ready as I can be. I really need to be working on a strategy to win this business, not be parading around town looking for Mr. Right.
Now, Mac, don't get it twisted. You are not looking for Mr. Right. You are looking for Mr. Good for now, who is intelligent enough to hold a conversation with billionaires, okay?
Oh, okay. But guess who was here at the residence?
Who?
That guy, seriously, I told you I met on a plane.
What? How is that even possible? The booking agent assured me that you would have the residence to yourself.
Well, apparently he's on staff or something. The house manager had a family emergency and had to leave, so he's here until they find a replacement.
Was he still being a first-class jerk?
Not necessarily a jerk. He's the mysterious type from what I've gathered.
Girl, he is an elite butler for the rich and famous. I'm sure he's probably guarded because he's seen some first-class debauchery in his position.
You know what? You're probably right.
I mean, but is he cute, though? Because ain't nothing wrong with a little detour for a little fun.
Oh, he's very fine. About 6'2", 220, thick lips, tight fade, and all of his shirts fit well. But he shot me down, remember? So there will be no detours happening around here.
Well, forget him then. Sean is fine anyway, and you are going to have a great time tonight.
Speaking of which, I need to head on out so I'm not late.
Okay, but Mac.
Yes, Nat.
This is your soft girl moment. No interrogating. No testing his feminist views in the first 5 minutes. Ease into the evening and enjoy someone making an effort to impress you, okay?
Okay, I will. I promise. Bye.
Welcome to Amelie Bistro. How many in your party?
Oh, I'm actually waiting for someone.
Excuse me, Mac?
Yes, hi. Sean?
Yes, nice to meet you. Our table's over here, if you'll just follow me.
Sure, lead the way.
Welcome to Amelie Bistro. Can I get you two started with something to drink?
I'll just have a sparkling water, please.
I'll have the same for now. Thank you.
Sure. Be right back.
So, Sean, forgive me, but you look a little different from your pictures. Not bad different, but just not...
Black.
Well, yeah, your picture and your name.
Well, I'm just a darker Indian. Sean is actually short for Krishan.
Interesting.
Are you not interested in me anymore if I'm not black?
No, it's not that. You just appeared black in your profile. With the way your hair was faded and your beard lineup, it's just a bit, not what I was expecting.
I understand. And I apologize if you feel...
catfished?
Right. I should have done better about making that clear in my profile.
Yeah, just a bit.
Who I am today was heavily influenced by black culture. I grew up in Oakland, California, and I learned to speak English by listening to rap music. All throughout school, the black kids accepted me more than anyone else.
I guess that's cool. I can dig it.
Well, I'm glad you can dig it. But as with most of the women that meet me, especially the black ones, I'm sure you have the same questions as everyone else.
Oh yeah? And what questions might those be?
Well, yes, I have been universally invited to all the cookouts. I can in fact do the electric slide. I eat my samosas with collard greens, and even though my best friend really is black, I would never say the N-word, hard R or AH.
You're right. Those were all the burning questions I had.
See? I told you. So tell me about you, Mackenzie.
Well, let me see. My name is Mackenzie, Mac for short.
I think we covered that.
Shut up. Okay, let's see. I was born and raised in San Bernardino, California. I work for a venture capital firm based out of Atlanta. I, too, love samosas, but I've never actually had them with collard greens. I can do the electric slide, but I also Chicago step. And working for one of the richest, most prestigious African women on the planet has caused me to remove the N-word from my vocabulary.
Ah, very nice. And let me guess, you work for Xosa Ventures.
I do, though it's pronounced Kosa. But how did you guess?
I think richest African woman on the planet gave it away.
Yeah, she's a beast. So what do you do, Krishan?
I actually own an app development company. Yeah, we basically follow the trends of gaming apps and use AI to decide what games we develop and put out. As soon as we see a trend dying, our algorithms tell us what the next likely trend is, and then we build that app next.
Wow, that must keep you busy.
It used to, but now I have a team that does a lot of the hard work.
So, do you date a lot of black women?
I date all kinds of women.
Okay, let me put it like this. Have you ever dated a black woman that you wanted to take home to your traditional Indian family?
Well, now you're starting to sound like a traditional Indian woman. What's the rush with meeting my parents, Mac?
Oh no, I don't want to meet your parents. I'm just wondering if you date black women for pleasure or with purpose.
I date all women for the same purpose right now, Mac. Pleasure. And your profile said you're looking for the same?
I'm sorry, you're right. I am not looking for anything serious right now. Please forgive me for interrogating you about your intentions with me.
Well, if it makes you feel better, for a woman as beautiful as you, I might have a few intentions. So, Mac, do I get to move on to the next phase of getting to know you? I'm really enjoying your company.
Yes, Sean, you absolutely do get to move to the next round of getting to know me.
Good evening, Miss Keaton.
I didn't even realize you'd still be here.
Well, I normally wouldn't be, but since we're having a hard time replacing our house manager and you were out with some random dude named Sean, I thought it'd be best to stick around.
Oh, so you were worried about me?
I was upholding responsibility to maintain your safety, Miss Keaton.
Wow, it looks beautiful in here. Who put up all these Christmas decorations?
I did. Do you like it?
I love it. It makes this big corporate estate feel like home. The tree is magnificent. Did you do all of this for me?
No, I mean, sort of. Mary Queen was supposed to do it before she left, and she called me to remind me this afternoon. She wanted it to feel like Christmas for our guest.
It's a really beautiful Circe.
Thank you.
Where did you learn to decorate like this?
My sister. She was an interior designer, and she loved Christmas. She used to say that Christmas is the most magical time of year, but the magic only happens if we surround ourselves with love and cheer.
That's beautiful. So you two are close then?
We were. She actually raised me after our parents. I was 10 and she was 22. She was so young, but she became my whole world in an instant.
And now?
She's gone. Cancer.
I'm so sorry.
Did you enjoy your date?
I guess I did.
You guess? Doesn't sound very positive. Can I get you a drink?
Sure. What are you having?
Macallan 18. Neat.
Trading bourbon for scotch tonight, huh?
A $500 bottle of scotch. It's a pleasure I'll allow tonight. Here you go.
Thank you.
So, you were saying about your date that you had somewhat of a good time on?
I mean, I did have a good time. And under normal circumstances, I probably would like him.
But?
He's not black. And while I am usually open to dating men of all types and races, it's just hard to not feel fetishized or know if I can be my full black self with someone.
Yeah. I can understand that.
But I guess he could still serve the purpose I need him for.
What purpose is that? For your soft girl seasonal experiment?
Oh, you got jokes. But no, it is not for any experiment.
Then what do you need him for?
You promised not to laugh.
I don't make promises.
Why are you so difficult?
It's not difficult. I'm just honest. You don't have to tell me if you're uncomfortable. I was just curious.
Have you ever heard of the Billionaire's Ball?
I might have heard something about it in passing.
Well, I need to be at that ball to try and close the deal with that client I was telling you about. Apparently, I need a date to get in, and so my assistant is working on getting me the tickets, and I am working on landing a date.
I don't get why you need to go on dates with men, though. Why not just message someone that you find attractive on the dating app and ask them to go out with you?
Because they have to be more than attractive. They also have to be able to hold their own in a conversation with millionaires and billionaires. For once, being attractive is just the icing on the cake.
I see. So, do you have any more contestants lined up for this week?
Just one more on Wednesday. That gives me tomorrow to work on activating my inner soft girl, even if only temporarily.
Would the soft girl like for me to book her a massage for tomorrow?
Oh my goodness, yes, she certainly would.
Is noon okay?
It's perfect. Y'all think of everything here.
We aim to please here at Fairview.
Mission accomplished. Well, I'm gonna head to bed now. The house really does look amazing.
Thank you. Good night, Mackenzie.
Good night.
A Soft Girl Season's Greetings has been inspired by Cassie's Cure, founder of the Soft Girl Season movement. Get your official Soft Girl Season apparel and other self-care merchandise by visiting cassiescure.com. That's cassiescure.com. Be sure to use the coupon code Ask the Martins for a special discount. The link and coupon code is in the podcast description.
Yes, that's correct. And Genevieve, we need a security detail on Mr. Bakir while in residence and when he's off grounds. Is that clear? Great. Update me once he's arrived so I can go and greet him.
Hi.
Mackenzie, good afternoon.
Same to you. I came in to say thank you for ordering that massage. It was everything. Did I just hear you talking about Mr. Bakir? As in Adnan Bakir?
I'm not sure what you heard. So, the massage was good for you. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, it was amazing, but don't try and change the subject. Is Fairview hosting Adnan Bakir at one of the properties here?
Mackenzie, I can't say.
Can't or won't?
Fine. Won't.
You're impossible.
Will you be relaxing out by the pool today?
Actually, it dawned on me this morning that I need a dress.
I'm sorry?
I need to go shopping for a formal dress for the ball.
I can have a car take you to the mall downtown, if you like.
Let me rephrase. I need a gown, a formal gown that will turn the heads of billionaires and dignitaries. This will not be found in a mall.
Forgive me, but I'm clueless to these types of things. The best I can do is have our concierge, shopper, and stylist come over and give you some options. With the billionaire's ball being this weekend, they probably won't be able to make it over for a couple of days.
Do you think you can pull some strings to get them over sooner?
I can't make any guarantees, but I'll see what I can do. With that being said, I'll need you to provide me with some measurements. You know, they like to bring options according to your type. Your body type, of course.
My body type, huh? And what type of body would you say I have?
Mackenzie.
Gosh, you get so squirmy when I try and flirt with you. It's kind of cute. I better get this. It's my assistant. Hey, Nat, what's up?
So I may have some bad news.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Well, I was able to get you and a guest seated at the firm's table. But when Anesu told the committee that she would be in Greece and wouldn't be attending, they released her tickets.
Don't say that. Are they sold out now?
They are sold out. Apparently, Beyonce and Jay-Z confirmed their attendance, so it made the remaining tickets go faster.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Natalie, what am I gonna do? The ball is in 4 days.
Hey, it's not over yet. I have a few more favors I've called in. Rumor has it that it's customary for them to hold back a few tickets in case certain dignitaries want to make an appearance. If they don't, then they'll release the remaining tickets to the public.
Okay, but how do we guarantee that I get those tickets?
Well, that's where you come in. If my plan works, I would need you to allow Damian Whitney, the founder of the ball, to get in on your next big deal.
You mean the Bixcoin deal?
Yeah, that deal.
So basically, we are hedging out our bets on something that's not even guaranteed.
Yes, but I believe in you. If anyone can make this happen, you can, Mac.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot has to align for this to happen. But I may have a plan B just in case.
Oh yeah? What's your plan B?
Well, I heard Circe on the phone with their head of security talking about a round-the-clock security detail for a mysterious guest named Mr. Bakir.
Ooh, do you think Adnan is staying close by?
I bet money on it. But Circe is Fort Knox up in here. He won't tell me anything.
And what's your plan? To break into the residence he's staying at?
No. I would coordinate a chance meeting or bump into him, maybe. I just need to confirm which of the homes he's staying at.
Well, maybe cozy up to Circe a little bit. You know, show a little leg, girl.
I don't know if that's gonna work. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, because this man could care less about me or my legs.
Yeah, you probably are doing it wrong.
Girl, shut up.
Okay, let's divide and conquer. I'm gonna call in every last favor I have to ensure we get these tickets. You see what you could find out about where Adnan Bakir is staying. How are we doing on a dress for the ball?
So apparently Fairview has a concierge stylist. So they're coming over to provide me with some options.
Okay, great. Don't forget, you have one more date tomorrow.
I don't even feel like going on another date.
Well, you are going. Once everything comes together, you don't want to be left scrambling to try to find a date.
Fine, I'll go.
That's my girl. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
Going somewhere?
Yep. Bachelor number two. No waits.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's Wednesday, huh?
It is. This week is going by so fast and I still don't have the tickets for the ball.
Then why trouble yourself with going on dates, though?
I'm sort of an optimist, so when everything goes according to plan, I won't have to be scrambling for a date at the last minute.
Well, you better get going. Don't want to be late.
Will you be here when I get back?
Do you need me to be here?
I mean, it would be nice for security and safety's sake.
Then, I'll see you when you get back.
Okay, then. Oh, hello, Genevieve.
Good evening, Miss Kitten. Your car is waiting right out front.
Thank you so much. I'll see you later.
Genevieve, you headed home for the night?
Yes, but the question is, why aren't you?
What do you mean?
Sir, you have had three different house manager profiles presented to you over the past 2 days, and you could have easily chosen one by now. Staying on at this point is beneath you.
Beneath me? None of those house managers have been fully vetted yet. You know we can't allow anyone on grounds without proper clearances.
I do know this, yes, but you act as if we have not made exceptions before.
We have, but this time of year, where crime is higher, we can't be too careful.
Of course, we can't be too careful.
Genevieve, just say whatever it is you're not saying.
Fine then. I think Ms. Keaton has your attention in more ways beyond her safety and security needs. Am I wrong in my assumption?
Not entirely.
She's a beautiful and accomplished woman. It would only be natural for you to be drawn to her.
She's a client. It would be different if I didn't have unlimited access to her like this. But since I do, trying anything more would be inappropriate. Overtly opportunistic, even.
Ah, so you remain close in proximity to make it impossible to attempt anything more.
That's not what I said.
You didn't have to. Good night, sir.
So, Roger, what kind of name is that?
Well, it's Jamaican, actually. It means secret guardian.
Wow, I love that. It's unique.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Oh, you can call me Mac.
Well, okay then, Mac. So, Mac, your profile said that you lived in Atlanta? Is the dating pool that bad out there that you have to come all the way to Charlotte to find me? I mean, a man.
That's funny, but no. I'm here in Charlotte on business, and my assistant set me up with a few dates.
Okay. So, do you make it a habit to have men fawning all over you in every city you travel to on business?
No, this is such a rare occurrence.
What, the fawning?
No, I mean, yes, but dating in general. I don't date often, at all, really. I'm actually looking for a date to the annual billionaires ball.
Oh, okay. So Mac is looking for arm candy.
Is that terrible?
No, that's not terrible. Listen, men have been doing this for years. I mean, even if they've had to hire talent to do it. No, it's not terrible at all.
Well, thank you for not making me feel like a complete loser.
It's my pleasure. And besides, someone who looks as stunning as you could never be a loser.
Flattery will get you everywhere, Roger.
All right. Well, now a hard question. And forgive me for asking up front, but Mac, why are you single? I mean, you just don't strike me as someone who would need to dig around and find a date anywhere.
I hate that question.
Why? Is the answer less flattering?
No. I just think that the question is normally asked of a woman with the implication that something is wrong with her.
Whoa, come on, Mac. Now, you know that's not fair. I was genuinely asking a beautiful woman like yourself, why in the world is she on a dating app? Because 5 minutes with her and I want to take her off the app and off the market entirely.
Well, I guess it's because I'm married to my work. And even though most men are initially impressed by the work I do, it usually becomes the reason they start to resent me.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So, what kind of work is that?
I am a cutthroat businesswoman in the world of venture capital.
Ah, got it. So you fund startups?
Well, I don't personally, but our firm manages a $3 billion fund that invests in seed stage startups.
Wait, so seed money? Like in pre-revenue? Even at the idea stage?
Yes, actually. Do you work in the field as well?
Well, no, not exactly, but wow. I mean, I feel like, man, listen. I feel like meeting you was kismet. Like, God the Almighty sent you directly to me.
What do you mean?
Well, see, I've been trying to get my business off the ground for a minute. And I was praying just the other day to the Lord Almighty, Jesus. I was saying, Jesus, I need the right partner, huh, for funding. See how this works? I mean, come on. I had to pray. You know how hard it is for people of color to get funding, right?
Yes, I'm aware of how hard it is.
Let me show you my pitch deck that I'm working on. I keep it right here on my phone because you never, ever know who you're going to run into, right? Who Jesus is going to bring your way. Listen, you're going to love this app idea.
Oh, boy.
Let me introduce you to my app, Dollar. It's a blockchain, huh? For the blacks. It's a black blockchain. Blackchain.
Good evening, Mackenzie.
So you really did wait?
I said I would.
And you put up even more decorations? It looks like Santa's workshop in here.
Complete with the toy train circling the tree.
And don't think I didn't catch the mistletoe throughout either.
I mean, it's Christmas tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was your date with contestant number two?
It started out really great, then went downhill so very fast. A complete train wreck.
Oh, come on. It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, worse.
What happened?
Once he found out what I did for a living, your boy pulled out a pitch deck for an app idea he's been trying to get off the ground for 7 years.
You're lying.
I wish I was. I couldn't even finish my food because he spent the entire night talking and showing me the prototype of his app.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sounds like he's not the kind of man you want escorting you to the ball.
No. I guess I'm just gonna have to ask Sean.
Man, I'm sorry things aren't going according to plan for you.
It's fine. Something will work out. It has to.
The optimist.
Exactly.
Well, since you didn't really get to eat your dinner, would you like me to have something prepared for you?
That would be wonderful, actually.
Anything you want in particular?
Don't judge me, but I want to say pizza so bad, but I really can't have something that heavy at 10 o'clock at night.
No judgment at all for me. I happen to love pizza myself, but the chef makes an amazing flatbread, mushroom, and truffle tart that is sure to cure your pizza cravings.
That sounds delicious. Yes, I want that, please.
I'll put the order in for you now.
You certainly seem to be having a hard time finding a new house manager. I'm sure being here with me is taken away from your normal duties.
I don't mind. Besides, Mary Queen's shoes are impossible to fill, and with the holidays being so close, anyone who is vetted and approved to work at Fairview isn't available.
So clandestine. I swear you guys act like you're hiring for the CIA.
Might as well be. At any given moment, Fairview is hosting foreign dignitaries to Diddy himself. We can't be too careful.
You mean like Adnan Bakir?
People like him. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see you're still being tight-lipped.
Your flatbread pizza should be up in about 20 minutes. Would you like them to bring it to your room?
I was actually going to watch a movie in the theater room. Would you maybe like to join me?
I couldn't. I should really leave you alone and head out for tonight.
Oh, come on. You leave me alone all day. Have some pizza and watch my favorite Christmas movie with me. Please?
And what movie is that?
It's called Love, Actually. Ever seen it?
Can't say I have. What's it about?
Love, duh.
I guess I walked right into that.
You did. Now come on, join me.
Was that in order? Doesn't seem very becoming of the soft girl you seek.
Why? Was that a turnoff?
Now see, I'm not gonna even pretend to subscribe to whatever this soft stuff is, but I like to think that a woman can be soft and assertive when something she wants is in her sights.
Well, in my sights is you, and I'd like to chill with you, please.
Fine, but you better not be crying at the end or anything. I don't do crying.
Oh, come on, Sears. It's okay to cry if the feeling hits you.
Nah, I'm good. Did you just call me Sears?
Yeah, it just came out. Is that a problem?
Nah, my sister used to call me that. She used to say that Cersei made me sound more important than her. So, she called me Sirs to bring me down a few pegs.
That's cute. So I'm guessing your sister isn't one of the ones who called you cold?
Not at all. She's actually the one who taught me to be so focused and deliberate about everything I do.
Well, that definitely paid off.
I forgot I told you about people thinking I was cold.
It's funny what you're willing to admit to a total stranger, huh?
Or perhaps it's what I was willing to admit to you.
As I live and breathe, Circe Lyle, was that a flirt?
You're gonna ruin it.
Sorry, let me straighten up and get serious. But just so I'm clear, you were flirting with me, right?
I thought we were gonna watch a movie, Mackenzie.
I like movies.
Good. Me too.
Underwear is a staple in everyone's closet, and Lord knows we spend a lot of money on them. But they're not always convenient when you're on the go. That's why there's O's Disposable Underwear. O's are seamless, disposable underwear made of eco-friendly and biodegradable bamboo that is perfect for travel, camping, spas, hotels, your periods, or even those unexpected overnight trips. And for every box of O's Disposable Underwear that we sell, a box is donated to a local women's shelter. Listeners of this podcast will receive a special discount with the coupon code UNMASK20. Stuff your stockings or your overnight bags this holiday season with O's. Visit myohs.com today. That's myohs.com. Be sure to use coupon code UNMASK20 for a special discount. The link and coupon code is in the podcast description.
Good morning. And you're cooking. Don't tell me the chef had to leave on an emergency too.
No. I gave the chef the morning off. I thought maybe, I don't know. Maybe we could get to know each other some more.
You mean beyond the stuff we can Google about each other?
Oh, so you're saying you Googled me?
I did. Not until this morning, though.
How do you take your eggs?
Scrambled soft, please.
With cheese?
Absolutely.
So, what did you find when you Googled me?
That you're kind of a big deal. Like too big to be here overseeing the grounds or making me breakfast for that matter.
So I guess my secret's out, huh?
That you're a secret millionaire? Yes, it's definitely out.
Does that change anything for you?
Change what exactly?
I don't know, Mackenzie. Knowledge of my status. It has a way of changing people's ideas. Their motives, even.
Nothing different from me. You are who you are. I was intrigued by you when I thought you were an elite butler for the rich and famous.
Yeah, that's good to know.
So, how did you get into this business? It seems so specific.
Can I get you some coffee?
Yes, definitely.
My sister, she was a catalyst behind my business, believe it or not. Cream and sugar?
Just cream, please.
I was in grad school when my sister was dying of cancer, and she refused to let me take time off school to take care of her. For a final project, we were tasked with creating a business venture. We had to start by observing various things going on in our lives and identifying a particular or common problem that we saw. Then, we were told to create a solution to that problem, as if money was no object.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know, right? I had always wanted to invest in real estate, but I knew I didn't want it to be in the traditional sense. And I've always been drawn to the champagne lifestyle of the rich and famous. Then, I began to think if my sister were rich or famous, she could have someone at her beck and call, providing her all sorts of concierge services. I wouldn't have to worry so much if I wasn't there for her.
How thoughtful.
So, I designed a business around catering to rich and powerful people, wherever they traveled. Fairview Estates would serve as a home away from home, an elite timeshare, if you will. When she finally passed, her life insurance policy left me enough money to actually bring my project to life. My first big investor was actually Zosa Ventures.
Wow, that's a really impressive, Circe. And what a small world.
It is. I owe everything to Anasu. So, what about you? I feel like you stay trying to figure me out. What made Mackenzie Keaton go from being a hopeless romantic to this boss chick in the boardroom who hides her emotions?
Wow. Read me my mail then.
I'll call it as I see it.
It's a classic tale, really. I went to school to study political science, and I was going to dive headfirst into politics after I graduated with my JD, but...
But what?
My boyfriend at the time said he didn't see me in politics, that I didn't have the killer instinct to do what it takes to win. And at graduation, I was faced with three offers, one from Anisu Maposa, and the other two were invites to join political teams of two different campaigns. I went with Anisu.
All because a dude told you that you weren't good enough.
Yes and no. I watched Anisu. I studied her in meetings and watched old television interviews of her. She was effortlessly everything that my ex said I wasn't. So I took the job with her to learn from her, to become her.
And now?
Now he's mayor of the town I grew up in, and me, I'd like to say I've just become my own brand of me. I mean, I'd still do whatever it takes to get the deal I want, but I do it my own way.
But look at you now. Partner at a major VC firm, making triple what politicians make. Seems like it all worked out for the best.
Right. Let's not forget single, married to my job, and on my way to getting a couple of cats.
Please. The only reason you're still single is because the right man hasn't come along to fill that position.
Is that right?
Yes. Exactly right.
And how will I know if it's the right man?
I can't say what it will be for you exactly, but I do know that you won't have to try so hard to soften up for the right one. He'll be so steadfast in who he is that he'll effortlessly lighten your load. He won't make you feel like you work too hard. He'll treat you so good that you'll want to make time for him. I think you should stop trying to shapeshift yourself for a man. And just prepare and steady yourself for the man.
Wow. I've never heard it put that way before.
I doubt you've encountered a man like me before.
I can honestly say... It's early. You think it's security at the door?
Nah. They would have just called me. Stay here and let me see who it is. And Asu, what brings you here this morning?
I came to see who was staying in my spot at the residence this week.
Anisu? I can explain.
Imagine me coming home early to attend the billionaire's ball and realizing that not only is my table full and I cannot get a ticket, but I also had no place to stay once I arrived in town because a partner was already here.
Forgive me, Ness. I'm not sure what the problem is, since all partners are cleared to stay.
Yes, partners are cleared. She is no partner at my firm.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, it seems you have been taken for a fool.
Anisu, please. I was only doing what I thought was necessary to land this deal with Bixcoin. I knew that attending this ball would guarantee me an audience with—
Let's not discuss business amongst company. I'll have a chat with you later.
Anisu, please accept my apologies and allow me to put you in one of our other properties across the town.
That won't be necessary. I'll have a chat with you later as well, Mr. Lyle.
Seriously, I can't explain.
Mackenzie, do you have any idea how exposed you have left me? My company.
Yes, but I didn't mean—
Everyone who stays here or works here is vetted and has had background checks to ensure the security and safety of our guest. What was this? Did you seduce me and befriend me just to get what you wanted?
Of course not. I didn't even know who you were until today. You have to believe me.
I don't know what to believe, Mac. What I do know is that you are in violation of our policies for approved guests.
What? Are you kicking me out?
Stay until tomorrow. But after that—
Circe.
Goodbye, Mackenzie.
Are you a business owner experiencing stagnated growth, high turnover, or lack the bandwidth to hire candidates that are going to progress your company's mission? If you're ready to lead the next generation of female leaders and stand out as a progressive company, HBGM & Co. invites you for a seat at their table. At HBGM & Co., we help you find the right talent for your stage of business, wherever that may be. We're an executive search and placement firm with services that meet companies at every level of growth, from solopreneurs to CEOs of a rapidly growing business. HBGM & Co. can help you put the right people in place to move your business forward, and we work with you to engage and retain them. If you're ready for impactful growth that will take your business or startup to the next level, visit hbgmco.com today. That's hbgmco.com. The link is also in the podcast description.
Circe, I really need to talk to you. You didn't even give me the opportunity to explain. No, this sounds too desperate. Circe, if there's anything that I can say to make you believe that I never meant— that sounds too needy. Come on, pull it together, Mac. You know what? I'm just gonna call him. Here goes nothing.
You reached the voicemail of Circe Lyle. I'm unavailable to take your call at this time, but your call is very important to me. Please leave a message and either myself or a member of my team will get back to you as soon as possible.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Circe. It's Mackenzie. Of all the words in the English language, very few are able to express the depths of regret I feel in this moment. So I'll say the only two that really matter. I'm sorry. Before I knew who you were, before you really even tried to get to know me, you received me. And it is not lost on me that you began to open yourself up for me to receive you too. I exist in a world where I am constantly overlooked and underestimated. So I'm always fighting to prove my value or my worth, fighting to be seen. But you never made me feel that way. And I would never repay that level of realness and openness with betrayal. Over the past few days, for the first time in my life, I woke up looking forward to seeing someone, seeing you. and the thought of not ever seeing you again is soul-crushing. This wasn't a game to me. You weren't a deal to be made. I wanted you, and I... Excuse me?
Oh, goodness. You scared me. Hello, miss.
I'm sorry for startling you. And you are?
My name is Ida, miss. I am the interim house manager sent by Mr. Searcy.
Oh, Searcy. Did he leave a message or anything?
Ah, yes, he did.
Great. What did it say?
That your assistant let them know that you couldn't get a flight out until tomorrow. So he has graciously come to you an additional day.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem, miss. Can I have the chef prepare you anything for breakfast?
Just coffee for now, please.
No problem. I have a note from Mr. Lyle that you like it with cream, no sugar. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you. I'll have it on the terrace by the pool.
Of course, miss.
Hey, Nat.
Hey, Mac. Just checking in with you. How are you?
Oh, you know, enjoying my last day in paradise before I start searching for a new job.
You really think Anessa was going to fire you over this?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, for what it's worth, I sent an email to her taking all the blame. You never would have stayed there if I didn't book it.
I appreciate that, but it wasn't necessary. So many things went off the rails with this one. I wanted to land this deal, but I also wasn't thinking straight.
What do you mean?
I was so busy trying to become someone's soft girl that I took my eyes off the goal. I should have cleared sand on a property that cost $12,000 a night with a Nisu. I should have been straight up with Searcy from the jump and let him know that I wasn't a partner. At least whatever happened from there couldn't have been questioned.
What do you mean? What happened exactly?
I liked him, and I think he liked me too. But even if he didn't like me romantically, Nat, he accepted who I was, and he didn't think I needed to change.
Wow. Sounds like he was the real deal.
Whatever. So much for being a soft girl. I'm going back to the thug life.
So have you spoken to him since all that went down yesterday?
No, I left a message, but the most he said back was that I could stay until tomorrow. And even that was through the house manager.
I'm really sorry, Mac. And I hate to add insult to injury, but I could not get the tickets. Word has it that Anessa demanded them.
I figured as much. But you know what? I'm going to get my head out of the clouds and focus on my next moves. If I can't meet Etna and Bakir at the ball, I will figure out another way. I'm still Mackenzie mother effing Keaton, and I cannot lose.
Sounds like the Mac I know.
Is that good or bad?
It's you. Anything other than the whole and unapologetic, you could never be bad. At least that's what Searcy thinks, right?
Shut up.
Well, I'm gonna go. Call me if you need me.
Okay, thanks, girl. I love you.
I know. Bye.
Miss, I'm going to retire for the night. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, Ada. You've been amazing today. Thank you for cheering me up.
Of course, it's my pleasure. Besides, it's Christmas time, the most magical time of the year, and at Fairview, it's our pleasure to bring you cheer.
Well, mission accomplished.
Okay, miss, I left some goodies in your room for you.
Oh, really? Let me go see what you did right now.
I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Nat.
Mac? You okay? You sound surprisingly upbeat.
Yeah, I actually had a good day with the house manager. She wanted to cheer me up, so we baked cookies and watched our favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, how sweet. Let me guess, you watched Love Actually?
Yes, you know I'm a sucker for the cardboard message scene.
Wait till everyone finds out you're a hopeless romantic.
Oh, hush. You better not ruin my street cred.
Don't worry, your secret is safe with me. But I wanted to let you know that I was able to move your flight up to earlier in the day tomorrow, and I've ordered a car for you. It will be there at 10 a.m. to take you to the airport.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Oh, it's no problem. So, what are you doing this evening? Have you heard anything from, you know, him?
No, nothing from him. But it's fine. I'm heading to my room to pack, and I'm going to pretend like this week never happened.
My heart just sinks every time I think about you not going to this ball and closing this deal. I'm really sorry, Mac. Mac? You still there?
Yeah. I just got to my room and there's a note on my door. One second.
What does it say?
Shh, one second, I'm reading it.
Mackenzie, forgive me for leaving without giving you the opportunity to explain your side of things. I have a nasty habit of shutting down at the first sign of someone revealing that I have let them in far enough to disappoint me. And so help me God, I did let you in. It wasn't intentional. I've been fighting it since I first met you. But since it's Christmas and I heard in a movie that at Christmas you tell the truth, you have to know that to me, you are perfect. And there is no soft version of you that will ever compare to the boss that caught my eye when I sat next to you in first class. I want you, Mackenzie, just the way you are. Inside this envelope are two tickets to the annual Billionaire's Ball, and I would be delighted to escort you. Mackenzie Keaton, will you be my date? Please check yes or no.
Oh my God.
Mac, are you crying?
No, I mean, yes, but it's not what you... Oh my God. Circe, how long have you been here?
Long enough.
You had tickets to the ball all this time?
Yes, I get them every year. I just haven't ever wanted to go.
Until now?
Until you.
Circe, I don't know what to say.
Say you'll go with me.
The ball is in 2 days. I don't have a dress to wear.
Well, since I had your measurements, I had our concierge stylist send over some options for you.
But my flight leaves tomorrow.
Cancel it. I have a private jet. I'll get you home safely after.
Wow.
Oh, girl. If you don't say yes.
Oh my God, Natalie. Girl, I gotta go.
So, is that a yes?
Yes, seriously, I'll go to the ball with you.
A Soft Girl Season's Greetings has been inspired by Cassie Secure, founder of the Soft Girl Season movement. Get your official Soft Girl Season apparel and other self-care merchandise by visiting CassieSecure.com. That's CassieSecure.com. Be sure to use the coupon code AskTheMartins for a special discount. The link and coupon code is in the podcast description.
There you are.
Here I am.
You disappeared on me. Everything okay?
More than okay. I just needed some fresh air. Tonight was a lot.
Penny for your thoughts.
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Try me.
Okay, I just spent the last 2 hours meeting and shaking hands with some of this generation's most influential people, and most of them knew you by name.
Yeah, you were so busy working the room that you didn't even have time to dance with me.
And then I watched you basically demand Adnan Bekir to come and speak to me.
I didn't demand anything. He asked who the beautiful woman was in the red backless dress that I had on my arm. I simply told him that there was more to you than meets the eye and that he shouldn't miss the opportunity to meet you.
And he listened to you just like that.
He trusts my integrity. If I tell him there's someone he should meet, he listens.
I guess you got it like that. I'm just glad I had my elevator pitch ready for him.
Which was great, by the way. Listening to you spit numbers and break down data the way you did was...
sexy?
Very. I was actually going to say impressive.
Oh.
And you closed the deal.
I closed the deal.
Congratulations, Mackenzie. You should celebrate.
And how should I celebrate, Sears?
Well, first, by dancing with me.
Done.
And second?
Second, take the next few weeks off being spoiled and catered to 24/7 with chef-prepared meals, of course, and noon massages every day.
You mean here?
Yes, here. Stay with me, Mackenzie. Stay till Christmas. Stay till the new year if you like. What is it?
Cersei, I'm scared.
Scared? Why?
I'm scared that this, you and me, it's so good because it's so new. I'm scared that if you spend too long with me, that you'll become aware of me and you won't like me or want me anymore.
This, you and me, is so good because I want you. I receive you. I would never invite you into my world with the anticipation that you will change for me down the line. This is good because you are good for me. Period.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Now, stop talking. Stop thinking. Stop trying to figure out all the ways that this might fail. And dance with me.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if the snow is falling or the windows in the rain is pouring. It will always be Christmas in my heart. But this year I wanna hang out with my friends and family, making angels in the sand you led me. Doesn't matter, it is Christmas in my heart.
Tuning in to our audio production, A Soft Girl's Season's Greetings, starring Brandy Mitchell as Mackenzie Keaton, Brian Dyes as Cersei Lyle, and Donisha Brumfield as Natalie. Additional guest appearances include Chichi Nessa as Anesu Maposa, Dennis Caldwell as Parker Stevenson, and Kenyon Martin as Roger Parks. If you want more of Mac and Cersei, let us know in your review. If you're listening on Spotify, let us know you want more of Mac and Cersei by answering the poll on our podcast. A Soft Girl Season's Greetings has been brought to you by Mid-Century Modern Media, written and produced by Takara Martin. To learn more about us, visit midcenturymodern.media. That's midcenturymodern.media.